This is Janoga Torp making my Torpcast, this time from Sarajevo in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And I am in the Evangelical Church of Sarajevo, sitting beside Pastor Slavko
Hadžić.
I'm sorry, I'm really struggling with that. Having a delightful time with him and Brother Carmelo Cresonia, who's also sitting here in the room. What a city Sarajevo is! I'm impressed by the beauty of it and the history and all the mystique around it. But now I'm with you, Brother Slavko, and I'd like to hear, how were you born again? How did you meet Christ?
Yeah, thank you, Jan. It's great to have you here in Sarajevo, and as you said, we had really great, nice time last few days at the conference and tonight here in Sarajevo. Thank you for coming. How I met Christ, that's a pretty long story, but I will try to make it short. Basically, when I was 24, war started in my country. And as I was from mixed marriage, my mother was one nationality, my father was different nationality. They were not religious, they were communists and atheists, and in our home we didn't speak about God. And I was taught in school that God doesn't exist. So I was not thinking of God at all. And then when I was 24, war started. And war was between two nations. One was my mother nation, the other one was my father nation. And if I choose any side, I had to fight against one of my parents. So I was pretty desperate and confused and didn't know what to do. And that was basically first time in my life that I couldn't solve a problem. Before that, if I had any problem, I would solve it either with connections, money, or I was young, I didn't have many problems. But when that problem came, I really didn't know what to do. And I was so desperate, and I prayed first time in my life. I thought it cannot harm, and maybe there is God. So it was short, simple prayer. God, if you exist, please help me now and show me what to do. And he did. So it took me another 5 years to become Christian, to commit life to Christ, to accept Jesus as Lord and the Savior. And through that 5 years, whenever there was a problem bigger than me, and there were a few which I couldn't solve, I would pray, and even I would give some promises to God, because I was thinking that is how it works. You know, if you make me a favor, I have to do something for you. And some of my prayers God answered, but I never fulfilled my promises. So it was that way until my daughter was born. And when she was born, she had a diagnosis that she is severely sick. And I did as many times before when the problem was bigger than me. I prayed, but that time was different because it was not only that I was speaking to God, but he was speaking to me. And he revealed me. I realized how hypocrite I was, and how I'm looking for him only when I need him, and how I give promises which I do not fulfill. Still, after that, God did heal my daughter, and that was big testimony for me and big turning point in my life, but still it took me another at least year to commit my life completely to Christ. During that time, my mother became Christian in the Church of Carmela. And she was the first person who really shared gospel with me and explained to me what Jesus did for us. And so then when I realized that my sins are separating me from God and that Jesus died to pay price for my sins, I decided to follow him. And that was best decision in my life.
Yeah. Now, when I was with you and Carmelo and other 250 men up in the mountain of Herzegovina these past few days, I noticed the affection that you have for your son, a 14-year-old boy, and I know you also have a daughter who's 19, and of course you're married and love your wife. What does family mean for you and maybe especially here in Bosnia-Herzegovina?
Yeah, my family means a lot to me. My wife is great support in ministry, which God called us to. And our kids, they are great children, both of them. They love Jesus, they follow Jesus. And especially because I received healing from my Heavenly Father, I think that part of that I can pour out on them. And yeah, so family is very important to me.
Now, at the conference these past few days, the focus for the men was on practical discipline. But I would like to ask you, what is the significance of manhood and fatherhood in your nation?
It's important for us Christians to give a good model and to show what real Christianity teaches us, what kind of husbands and fathers we need to be. Because I think in our society that is a little bit twisted. And I miss English word, but here husband is more like a ruler of the family, and you know, ruling by force, not by love. And father is more provider, which need, you know, to work and to bring money, but doesn't need to have a relationship or a relation with son or wife. And I believe that Bible is teaching us to be more than that, to love our wives, to love our kids, to invest into lives. And yeah, so I think that we as a Christians should be a role model for that. Yeah.
Now, I know that you're very involved in student ministry here in Sarajevo at the university, etc. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I am involved with student ministry, not just in Sarajevo, but across the Europe. Here in Sarajevo, I'm involved with IFES, which is called EUS here in Bosnia, and also with Campus Crusade, which here is called Svaki Student. And I'm board member of IFES, and with both of organizations, I served as evangelist, but also I'm part of a network called FOER, which is acronym for Fellowship of European University Evangelists. And I do mission weeks through Europe, mainly on Balkans and in United Kingdom every year. So yeah, here in Bosnia, Christian movement at universities is quite small. Christianity is small here. We have only 0.02% newborn Christians in all country, which is less than 1,000 among 3.5 million. So the field is big, and it's great need.
Yeah. Now, I know that a short while ago you were in Lausanne for the 40th anniversary conference of the Lausanne movement. That really excited me to hear. What have you had of influence from the Lausanne movement and inspiration from it?
Yeah, Lausanne gathering at Lausanne was really great opportunity to see some friends and to meet with new people. And for us, as I mentioned, that we are very small here in all country. We have only 25 local churches, all different denominations. And just to be part of something bigger is of extreme significance for us.
Yes. I'd like to ask you, lastly, Brother Slavko, how did you sense a call to the ministry of Christ?
Yeah, call was very specific, and it was very strong, and I resisted. When I became Christian, I had prophecy that I will serve in church, and I didn't think that it is from the God. I thought that guy who was prophesying just saw potential in me. He saw that I'm young, and actually it happened in my birth town in Bosnia. And I was there by some, I miss English word, but I promised to myself and to my wife that I will not return to Bosnia during the war. I left the country before then I became Christian. And then that calling come that I will serve Lord in this country. And I really resist that. I didn't want, but God really showed through many things that that's what He wants from me and from us. And we ended up here in Sarajevo. We are here for the last 11 years. So first, when I became Christian, I started to attend Bible school. I volunteer in church, volunteer in humanitarian work. Then slowly, Carmelo was my pastor. That was some 15 years ago. And he was giving me more responsibilities. I started to lead home group, then men's ministry. And when I graduated in Bible school, I became his associate. And then after being 5 years there in Mostar, the invitation came to move to Sarajevo and to plant church. And in the beginning, we resist, both my wife and me. We made secure zone in Mostar. We didn't want to move, but again, God's calling was very specific, and we knew that that's what He wants us to do. And so 11 years ago, we moved here.
Well, I've been blessed to see the beautiful building you have here, even right in this city of some 90-95% Muslims, and here is a living testimony of Christ. So I really rejoice, I think, with people around the world that such a ministry is happening right in this town. So thank you so much, Brother Slavko. God bless you.